If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm, established 1840. The milestone of 100 days in the farmhouse office was usually one to be celebrated. But Winky Lux was feeling far from exuberant. Winky's whistle-stop trip to the West Island to visit other pigs from surrounding farms had hit a snag, like the old carbonized overcooked barbecue snarler. Winky was left floundering when the Kiwi Farm official truck and tractor unit broke down yet again, leaving Winky and all the sheep accompanying him on the trip stranded. Whilst the sheep counted their chickens that they weren't on the recent truck to the works, they busied themselves by hoovering up as much of the free catering that was left out while waiting for the truck to be fixed. This left Oinky no option but to resort to catching the bus, meaning his arrival was somewhat later than expected. But at least without the continuous monotonous bleating of the sheep at his heels, the sensation of wanting to pull out his non-existent hair was at least satiated, for now. This wasn't the only concern on Oinky's plate this week. In order to get all his promised plans achieved, he was setting a cracking pace on the few days that the farmhouse convened. Frustrated at the whinging and whining from the few remaining crew from Chippy's mob, and even Shawshank chimed in. Hasn't he left already? Never mind. Mind you, there was now Showy Salbrick's hysterical cackling to contend with, all of which promised to give Oinky a headache. Oinky was annoyed. The sheep were rattled and feeling defensive, with a great number from Pasture 3 being shipped off unceremoniously to the works. Some in Pasture 1 and the farmhouse paddock 2 were now facing a one-way trip down the driveway of Kiwi Farm, and they were lashing out, finding faults in anything and everything that Oinky might do or say. They were still giving him grief about choosing to live in his own sty over the farmhouse, which leaked, was cold, was thick with sausage roll crumbs and stained with pork grease from Chippy's tenure there. Oinky walked around the back of the farmhouse to find Davy Piglet looking rather smug as he gazed down the driveway.
"What on earth are you smiling about, Davy?" asked Oinky.
Davy Piglet had his smile dialed up to a full, bright Bart Simpson grin. He had seen the coyote truck the sheep off last week, and unbeknown to Oinky had called another truck for a number in Pasture 1. Davy had long endured the sheep's berating and found great comfort in their demise.
"Oh, nothing really, Oinky. I'm just looking forward to my dinner," replied Davy. "Speaking of which, we need to cut all the feed going to the schools. With squealers squandering all that feed, we have to save what we can, Oinky."
The two pigs went back and forth, Oinky imagining the hue and cry from the sheep, and even with their ever-depleting numbers, wasn't keen on the reaction that might ensue.
"Oh, come on back up, Oinky," said Davy. "Why don't you come over to my sty for dinner? I've got something that's bound to cheer you up."
"Honestly, Davy, I don't know what will cheer me up," replied Oinky, dejected.
But on second thoughts, he wondered if the company would do him some good.
"What do you have for dinner, Davy?"
"Oh, you're going to love it, Oinky. I'm making lamb."
Make sure you join me next week for Kiwi Farm exclusively on Counterculture with Reality Check Radio.
If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives and the dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.